meeting of the Expedition Libro Authority is session, and the Secretary call the roll.
Director O'Connor.
Here.
Director O'Leary.
Present.
Director Parks.
Here.
Director Rosenfeld.
Here.
Director Westphal.
Here.
Vice Chair Yaroslavsky.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Okay, we are in open session then. Item 3 is the approval of the June 2nd, 2011 regular board meeting minutes. Anybody have any comments on the minutes?
Second.
Any objections? Without objection, the minutes are approved. Item 4 is public comment. Do we have any people who
wish to be heard? No, Mr. Chair, we haven't heard.
No one?
No public comment.
All right, then. Anybody in the audience want to be heard on public comment? Seeing none. On to item number 5, the consent calendar.
Item 5A, monthly contract actions.
Yes. Any discussion? You know, Rick, would you want to give us a report on this or that item?
At your pleasure, it's on consent.
All right, it's on consent. Anybody want to have a discussion on this at all? Okay. Director O'Connor moves. I'll second. Without objection. Without objection, item 5A is approved. Item 6A is the election of the vice chair. Director O'Leary.
I'd like to nominate Tom O'Connor.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second. Call the roll. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, call the roll.
Director O'Leary.
Aye.
Director Park?
Aye.
Director Rosenfeld?
Aye.
Director Westphal?
Aye.
Vice Chair Yaroslavsky?
Aye.
Passed.
Okay.
Did you call her?
You should call her.
Director O'Connor?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Item 6B. To this?
Yes. I thought
he's one of the Farm Bill Station.
The clerk is going to read it in, but item 6B is a request to authorize me to issue a purchase order to Paragon Steel for a lump sum fixed price of $2,067,451. What we need is Paragon Steel has been providing all of the canopy shelters for Expo Phase 1. As you know, we've added the Farmdale Station. The canopy shelters and the fabrication of that is a long lead item. We feel that Paragon Steel is probably the only one that can do this work in the time frame we need it, and most likely at the lowest possible cost because they have already the jigs and forms and everything set up, seeing how they've done all of the phase one canopy work so far. So we're requesting authorization to enter into a sole source purchase order for Paragon Steel to furnish these canopy and steel structures for us so we can get that work started while we continue negotiations on the actual installation and construction of the rest of the Farmdale Station.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Is there one question?
Mr. Parks, Director Parks.
Just for clarity, when the contractors that you're negotiating with, they do not have the canopies as part of that negotiation? It's done. Have we done it separately throughout the system?
No, we haven't, but we still haven't reached we were hopeful of bringing an entire package to you on the Farmdale. We still haven't reached agreement. In case we don't reach agreement with this contractor, we still need to procure those materials for the canopy, regardless of what contractor actually installs them.
If I was just wondering on timing. If we can't reach an agreement, that delays the actual station.
Yes, it does.
And so I'm just wondering on timing. Are we ahead of ourselves in getting canopies before we nail down the station?
No, this continues. it will allow them to fabricate it while we get a contractor on board. So if we don't move forward on it, it will delay further the completion of the station.
My final question, in the past, contractors that built stations did the canopy, or did we separate them out?
No, they subcontracted to this firm.
This company. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments? Not. Motion to approve 6B. Leary moves. Director seconds without objection. Vote. 6C.
Mr. Chairman, before we take item 6C, 6C deals with the completion of the Culver City Station Plaza area. We received a letter from Culver City dated June 29th. So last evening we received this letter. I think it is important that the board consider this letter prior to taking action on this item. So I would defer to general counsel on how we would proceed if that is the desire of this board. There we go. There we go. In order to go into closed session, we will have to take a vote that needs 2/3 vote of those present. In light of the fact that this matter came to the attention of the board subsequent to the posting of the agenda, we would go into closed session under Government Code Section 54956.9B. In light of the nature of the matter, it would be appropriate that the member from Culver City not participate in the vote and that the member and staff from Culver City not participate in the closed session. And as far as the sequence of closed session and the item, we can either defer 6C until after both closed sessions, to close session now at the chair's pleasure. We have to take the vote first, so it's agendized.
Well, what is the reason for going to closed session? What's the litigation issue?
That's correct. Potential litigation.
All right, so my suggestion would be that we go into closed session, that we take this matter up at the very end so that Director O'Leary doesn't have to hang around. So we'll be in closed session. We'll just take it up. We need a motion. Director Rosen.
I move
the findings that this came to our attention after the posting of the agenda and without objection, have a vote, and then we'll refer this to closed session.
But we'll continue with the rest of the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Item 6D is to authorize the CEO to negotiate and execute a contract with URS Corporation. An amount not to exceed $35 million to provide engineering and construction management services for the Phase 2 project. We have went out with an RFP to solicit interest in providing support services. As you know, we have a very small permanent staff and count on consultants to supply support staff both on the engineering side and the construction management side. We did go out with an RFP. We received three offers, one from Calithrop, one from Stantec, and one from URS. We convened an evaluation team that included representatives from the Construction Authority, from Metro, the cities of Santa Monica, and Los Angeles. That team went through an evaluation process and shortlisted the two most qualified firms for further interviews. Those were Stantec and URS. And after the interviews, there were some weaknesses on both sides, so we asked for a best and final offer, identified what those weaknesses were, and asked each of the teams to address those weaknesses. Evaluation team then reconvened and voted unanimously to recommend the firm of URS to provide the Phase 2 construction engineering support services for us.
Before we start this discussion, the record reflected on the conflict.
Okay. Don't participate. Pretend you're not here. Is there any discussion? this? Any questions? No? Everybody's okay? Motion to approve it?
I'll move.
Second.
Move and seconded. Without objection. Director Parks not participating.
Yes, this is item 6E is a proposed modification to the Skanska Rados contract for Expo Phase 2 of the project for preliminary engineering for betterments in the city of Santa Monica in the amount of $364,719. This item is with regard to going from a center platform to two side platforms at the Bergmont station and a second entrance at the 17th Street station. The original plans, the baseline documents, call for a center platform. The addition of the side platform adds more cost, and staff has considered that as a betterment and has identified that to the city of Santa Monica as such. Also, they would like a second...
Which means, when identified as a betterment, it means that Santa Monica will pay the difference?
That's correct. And so the city of Santa Monica right now, we have kind of an order of magnitude from the contractor, but to get a more firm price to see whether the Santa Monica wants to proceed with the actual work, we need to do preliminary engineering. So we've worked with the contractor, and Santa Monica has also participated in the negotiations for the price of $364,000 that I mentioned, $719, to do the PE work. It's my understanding that the city council approved that. The city council has approved paying for that preliminary engineering work. We would conduct... enter into a modification with the contractor to do that work. At the conclusion of that work, they would give us pricing. We would then take that back to the city of Santa Monica to see if they wanted to fund that additional work. And if so, we would then come back to this board for final action.
And if they don't, then we'd go with the baseline program.
Then we would proceed with the baseline project, yes.
Okay. Any comments? Questions? Yes.
Rick, on this issue, is there any additional environmental work that's necessary?
No, we don't believe so. It's within the scope of what we had originally identified.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Without objection, Director Rosenthal moves. O'Connor seconds. Item 6E, that's approved. Unanimous vote. Okay.
Item 7A.
7A.
Okay, this is our monthly status update. Eric O'Connor is on vacation, so he's delegated the responsibility to me to give the presentation. So this is the artwork at the 23rd Street station. You can see we're starting now to do the finishing touches on all of the stations on Expo. Train testing at La Cienega. We've started the train testing. we'll see towards the end of the month a lot more coming up. Track installation in Culver City on the aerial structure. That was work just approved by the board. That's progressing ahead of schedule. As far as major issues, FFP has a substantial completion in mid-August. The original substantial completion was June, so they're falling a little bit behind schedule. We are working with Metro to try to combine some testing in order to maintain our November-December revenue operations. We are running out of time. We need everything to go very well in the last 6 weeks here. Have this occur. We're still able to do it at this point, but I just want to let the board know that it's going to be very, very close in order to pull it off. And if we do pull it off, it's primarily out of sequence on a lot of their testing and pre-revenue operations. So we really appreciate their help in doing so. We do have remaining elements to be complete. We have the work in Culver City. We have the Farmdale station, as we talked about a little bit earlier, and the storage facility. I'd like to say that, again, thanks to Metro, they have accepted taking over the construction of the storage facility, and as such, we've realized about a $6.6 million value engineering savings to go against our $13.6 million overrun that we're currently projecting. So that's really helped us out quite a bit. We are still within the $570 million construction budget, but we still have a lot of remaining work in Culver City, some of which is actually over budget right now, and we're working with contractors to see how we can bring that back within budget. We have the Farmdale station. Again, we're negotiating the final details of that. And then we have potential unforeseen costs resulting from differing site conditions, other issues as we do the actual final work. And then there are disputed potential change orders that we're working through with the Phase 1 contractor at this point. So there still have some pressure on the budget. As you can see, right now we're about $13.6 million projecting over what our budget is right now. We are working hard in identifying value engineering savings. That storage facility will help us out significantly. There are betterments by Metro that they are evaluating right now on possible reimbursement. And then we have third-party reimbursements that will help bring us back down to within our construction budget. And as I identified, these are the things that we're working on, value engineering, our reimbursement, and potentially having to defer some of the project elements. As far as local jobs program and the DBE, you can see things contractors really turned things around. This last month, over 56% of the people out on the job were local hires. Right now, this month, we had 42.9, almost 43% of all the people were local hires, and the contractor now is at about 29.7, so very close to that 30% goal that we had established. And they're projecting they will make their 30% goal. From a DBE standpoint, we had a 20% overall goal. They're right now at 19.6, very close to the 20%, and they are forecasting at completion a 21.1% goal, which would actually exceed the, what they had in their contract. Stage B portion of the design build contract, that's the big alignment for Expo Phase 2. We awarded that contract to Skanska Rados. They have started mobilizing their design offices and have actually started progressing the design. They are also out there doing geotech surveys of surveying work and potholing activities for utilities to locate those utilities. Pre-construction surveys are underway, and we are working very closely with Metro, City of Los Angeles, and Santa Monica on finalizing what the contractor is going to proceed with on design elements of the work. The other thing that we're taking very seriously based on lessons learned in Phase 1 is getting an early start with DWP and Southern Cal Edison on the relocation of overhead lines. We have quite a few overhead lines that have to be relocated, and we're meeting weekly with those groups in order to proceed with that work. finally, the maintenance facility, we've awarded that contract on June 2nd, and we have started preliminary engineering of that maintenance facility and have also started the public outreach efforts. One of the first things that you'll see on phase two from a major construction standpoint is the Venice Boulevard aerial structure, the completion of the structure in Culver City, and we are about to advertise final documents for that work. We are giving those documents to Balfour Beatty Infrastructure, who is building the structure right now, and our design build phase two contractor, Skanska Reidas, to give us a firm fixed price bid to do that work. As far as community outreach, we still are the stakeholders, including Westwood Gardens Palms, you can see those up there. We do have our first kickoff meeting on the design of the maintenance facility tonight. I think it's at 6:30. And that will be our first kickoff of the design design elements for that maintenance. The other thing is we had our first Phase 2 Urban Design Committee meeting yesterday, and that went very well. So we're really starting to kick off our outreach program. That concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? Director Parks?
Yeah, I just have could you give us a brief update on three intersections I've got a concern. Cimarron, West and Western, and then do we have a timeline when lot on Arlington and Expo will be cleared from being used as a staging area?
We had some problems with the design. There was a utility vault that turns out couldn't. Our design had us moving that vault. When we got out there with DWP, we found out that that could not
That's
be.
With Cimarron?
Yeah, Cimarron, okay. Yes. That could not be moved, so we've had to go back and redesign. We have three options that we're talking to the Bureau of Engineering about, and we're recommending one. Assuming they buy into that, then we would turn that over to the contractor to finish off that work.
With those three options, they still maintain the parking?
Yes.
On the north side?
Yes, on the north side.
And then on Arlington, do we have any idea when that lot?
Probably not until, certainly not until the contractor is complete, substantially complete, because that's their offices right now. I'm substantial completion now is August. They're going to have to close out, so I'd say probably by the end of the year.
And then on Western.
On the western piece of property, Metro is doing the right-of-way acquisition. We've been hampered by the fact that we can't locate the property owner, and the property owner hasn't responded to us. And so we're at somewhat of a dilemma to how to proceed because we need to get into the property, take soil samples to do our phase two environmental testing. That work.
The people that have business, they're tenants, not owners?
Yes, they're tenants.
Thank you.
Where was that you were just talking about?
That's on Western. That's north of here.
Okay. All right, thank you for the report. That leaves us with CEO comments. Do you have any additional comments?
Only that it looks like, and I think the clerk has sent out a notice, but save the date for the Expo Phase 2 groundbreaking of September 12th at 9:30 in the morning.
2011?
Yes.
All right.
Trying to have a groundbreaking before the contractor gets out there and starts building.
Don't let that hold the contractor up. Any comments from board members you want to raise? Director Leary?
Yes, I would just like to make sure that I can comment now on the item about to be taken in closed session to give background.
Certainly.
Yes, the letter may seem a little more harsh than Culver City has or intended. So I wanted to put a flair to it, per se. Culver City obviously has gone through a huge public process with regard to the train coming to Culver City, and we've made promises to our public, and we have a commitment, and we want to honor our commitment to Expo, to the project, but we want Expo to honor the commitment that we have promised our pieces of the puzzle that Culver City was expecting to have at our station. And we're concerned, and as Santa Monica should be concerned, that because we're at the end of the line and monies are running out, that unfortunately we will have things removed from the project that we have been expecting, and we would like the board members to consider that when deliberating.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commitments. We're ready both ways.